Okay, so it's that time in the show when we bring in our friend who's in charge of all things internet. It's a big lofty weight that she bears around her neck to be
Wait, a lofty weight?
A lofty, oh, that
wouldn't
doesn't
a
really,
lofty
that's a mixed
weight
metaphor. Not even a
it's
metaphor.
It's a heavy burden.
It's a heavy burden,
and
lofty
she aspires
goals,
to lofty heights. Yes,
lofty
yes,
expectations.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's just introduce Laura Conaway with her music, please.
God,
save me from myself,
boring.
Please.
You know what confused me? Usually the music just makes me say, it's the blog segment. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Pavlovian. Yeah.
My lofty weight is a sort of gilded millstone.
Thank you for that.
Hey guys.
Hi.
We're hanging in there. What's going on in your world?
Well, last week one of my colleagues down at NPR.org asked me if I thought we were blogging too much.
Is there such a thing?
Well, one of the things that does happen with the blog is, you know, things get bumped out by other things, and so they tend to
Right. But mostly it's, what's the opposite of a zero-sum game? You know, mostly with blogs.
A one-sum game. No.
Well,
someone wins.
The point is that you put on a new post, it doesn't have to come at the expense of an old post. But
sure
there
does.
Is some opportunity cost involved. I mean, there's no printing cost, there's no cost of electricity.
Yeah.
Unlike other media, you could really do a lot of blogging for a little bit of money and a little bit of effort. So that's one good thing about blogs. I mean, I say blog as much as you can, as long as you're relevant.
So what else makes you a good fit for the web editor job?
I am courteous, kind, and forgiving. When I naturally talk, I talk in hypertext, so you can click on anything. So
right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I am bringing back a cricket video because I really liked it a lot. And actually what's happened now is the kids who play cricket in New York have begun to find this video of themselves playing cricket. New York has so many kids from other parts of the world where cricket is a big game that the high schools here have actually started official play.
Very cool.
Which is very, very cool.
Yep.
We have a high school here called Stuyvesant High School where Elsa Butler and Wynn Rosenfeld went out and actually followed them playing cricket. One of the kids you're going to hear is this guy, Muhammad Siddiqui, who talks about trying to get his friends to play. And he sounds like such a classic New York high school kid. Here you go.
At school, when I tell kids, like my friends, that I'm on the cricket team at first, they're like, really, what's cricket? Like, I've never, some of them have heard of it, but they never understood it. And I explained it to them, and they're like, oh, I'm interested. Like, how do you play? And I was like, come by one day, I'll show you.
You know, I'm raising a son, and he's 6 now. He doesn't sound like that yet, but I know he
will. He doesn't mumble?
He doesn't mumble yet.
It's like, it's cricket. What are you going to do, dude?
Dude, play some cricket. Anyway, I threw it back up on the blog. I'm going to do a little write-up with it today. This cricket thing is so, it's just so beautiful and cool to me that I just want
it's a very complicated game, but it is, you know, it
takes a long
cool
time. Although there's now speed cricket, which takes, like, you know, a day instead of days.
Yeah. One of the people talked about having won a game something like 61-50 in 5.3 or something. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And which chucker are we in?
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
I truly don't know.
Blog-wise.
We have a Twitter friend, Marilyn M., who has sent over this morning a couple of Twitter sources for earthquake coverage. And I'm going to throw those up for people who are just interested in following. One is a Dutch person who's actually in Shanghai, I think, and another one is a Chinese person who's somewhere near Chengdu, but I'm not sure exactly where. And they've just been tweeting and retweeting pictures that are coming out. So it's a good resource, and I'll throw that up for you. Allison sent a baby picture.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Mike Stewart Wolf, how's he doing?
She tweeted this morning that he had just had a shriek fest, but was now asleep on her shoulder.
Aww.
That was about 6, so he's probably having another shriek
fest. You mean
fest
it coincided
now
with the show open? Oh, no, it was an hour before. It was an hour before, we're clear.
Yeah, it was just before. And we've had a lot of fun with people wrestling with the potty parody thread from yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
I went on and I found this video. I probably was a little bit hard on this guy. He's probably just a high school kid who should be playing cricket, but I think he was on a school trip, actually, in Prince Edward Island last summer, and they stopped at a rest area where the line for the women's room was out the door and across the parking lot, and the line for the men's room wasn't, and all the girls started going into the boys' line.
Sure.
Which
yeah,
you just
done
would
that
do if you just had to do.
Yeah.
And he just started editorializing on camera, a new low, and so I just sort of said, come on, guy.
A new low.
He hasn't lived enough
to do that. So anyway, so if you want to see a very civil but heated debate, check out the potty parody thread that's going on right now.
That's what our blog should go for. Civil but heated.
Civil but heated. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
either
smart.
That or gilded millstone. One of those two has to be our motto. I'm not sure which one.
Yesterday we hit it.
Gilded millstone.
And you can keep up with the Brian Park Project at npr.org/Brian Park and twitter.com/BPP. And thanks a lot, Laura.
Thank you.
That does it for this hour of the BPP, but we don't go away online. We are there 24/7, not me, Laura, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Mm-hmm.